Hello.
Hi, is this Avalardo?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Avalardo. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. I did see that you were chatting with our agent here. You said you wanted a consultation in regards to our services?
Yes.
Okay. What industry are you in?
Mechanic.
You're a mechanic for autos, for vehicles?
No, for semi-trucks.
Semi-trucks, okay. Let me see here. In Fontana, right?
I want to say Jurupa Valley.
Okay. How did you hear about our company?
One of my brother-in-law told me about it.
Okay. You're in a very niche industry, so I think we'll actually be able to help you.
Oh, nice.
But you're saying not just San Bernardino County, what was Jurupa Valley?
It used to be Riverside, but a couple years ago they changed it to Jurupa Valley.
Okay. Okay. Did you have a different phone number for the business?
It's my dad's business, actually.
Okay. What's the phone number for the company? I want to see if there's a Google business profile already out there.
Give me a second. Yeah, let me ask.
Okay.
You know what? They don't have the number for the company yet.
Okay. So he just uses his regular phone number or this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, he told me to use this one.
Okay. Have you guys heard of Express Truck Repair?
No, we haven't.
Okay. That's basically your main competitor for Jurupa Valley.
Okay.
Mobile Truck Repair, CNS Auto and Truck Repair. Okay, and Cypress Truck Repair. Okay, so we should be able to help you for all of Jurupa Valley. So he doesn't have a Google business profile or anything. What's the business name? Does he have the name for the business established?
Yep, it's GCMC Trucking.
GCMC Trucking. There's a CGM Trucking.
No, it's GCMC.
Yeah, these guys are out of Santa Ana. Oh, here we go. GCMC Trucking LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's saying it's based out of Utah, though. Can't be you guys.
Well, my brother's up in Utah, so we
Cedar City?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's two locations? You have a location out there? I mean, I can imagine you guys probably travel, right, at times?
Well, my brother decided to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
And do his business over there, so yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Cedar City, no?
Yeah, it's Cedar City, Utah. There's a website there through Carrier Source.
No, yeah, that's my brother. That would be different.
Okay. So there's nothing out here. Okay, so we basically got to build everything for him from scratch. Have you guys done anything else? There's no website for this location, nothing?
No.
Okay, I see why you called us then. All right, so I would need to create a Google business profile. Basically, we have to create a whole profile or a business profile for you from scratch. Like, we're going to have to do website, Google business profile, I mean, Yelp, Yellow Pages, everything. Okay. Let me see here. Were you contacted by one of our representatives recently?
They're calling me right now.
Oh, I'm already on the phone. Yeah, here, I'll send her a message right now because I noticed in the chat that...
Medina, I guess
the
name is?
Yeah. Let me go in here.
Go for it.
Are you looking for marketing? Yeah, Jesus. Let me send her a message that I'm already on the phone with you.
All right.
You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay. Yeah, it was showing as like a dead call here. Let me, oh, there we go. Okay. She'll stop calling you. She said sorry. She was supposed to respond to that chat, and it just turned into that. Okay. So, let me see here. All right. I'm going to send you a text. With a link to the pricing page. This is for California-based companies. I'll work with you guys, though, on the pricing.
Yeah, I'm going to
get it all set up. Yeah, because usually when you start a business from scratch like this, I mean, and you got to build the website and everything, it's a platinum package, so it's like it's normally $8.98 the first month and then $5.99 month to month.
Okay.
But you said you were referred by somebody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So since you're a referral, I got to figure out who that is too, because we'll give him a deal for a month. And then who referred you?
His name is Abdel Lopez.
Abdel
Lopez.
Okay, but I think I can put you on that platinum bundle to get you everything, but what I could do is I could reduce the monthly price from the platinum package down to just the essential pricing structure of $2.99, and then that way you get the website, all the bells and whistles, and then usually there's a setup fee. The setup fee is normally $2.99 in the fine print. Are you seeing that pricing page there?
Yeah, it says essential. Google places being local.
Platinum's the very last one down. It's normally $5.99. So I'd give you that one for $2.99, and then the setup fee is usually $2.99. I can get that reduced to a one-time payment of $99. So that'll save you guys about $500 off the initial investment today. But then each month moving forward, it'll save you another $300 since you came in as a referral. We'll just lock in at the $299 month-to-month rate.
Okay.
So this one's great because it's not just going to get you on the first page of Google. That'll cover up to a 50-mile radius around Harupa Valley, too. But it'll cover you for 15 keywords. It'll also put you on Bing as a top option, the Amazon Alexa devices, and the Apple Safari search engine, just in case they're using like an iPhone out there somewhere to do the search, they'll still be able to find you there on the mobile platform. Also it has Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack as part of our popular directory submissions. We even have Facebook ads. So you guys have a Facebook business page with Facebook ads ran through it. I mean, it's literally like our best package. It's designed for a business like yours that's just getting everything started from scratch. And then the Google verification, the website, everything we do for you guys will be able to keep that even if you leave the first page placement later. So these are things that will help establish the company and make you accessible to people to be able to look up even if you were to leave it later. I don't think you will just because of the jobs that it's going to bring in for you guys regularly, but just food for thought. You know, it's a good long-term benefit to the business.
So if we were to leave this, we'll keep the Google places, right?
Yeah, you'll keep the Google business profile, but the Google Places placement are actually the top guys on the first page. So that Google Places placements making it so, like, instead of people having to look up the business name, if they just type in semi-truck mechanic, you know, they'll be able to see you as a top option there next to guys like Express Truck Repair, who's up there in Mira Loma.
Okay, I get you. I understand.
Yeah, so we're not just building that profile for people to be able to look up GCMC Trucking by name, right? That's a given. That you'll keep that for as long as you're around, right? We build that, and that's something that you keep. So so people still be able to look you up, see those reviews. But our services are about making sure that people are finding you that are just looking for what you do, right? Somebody types in semi-truck mechanic, semi-truck repair, mobile truck mechanic for semis, things like that. We want to make sure that you guys are there.
Okay, I understand. That's pretty good.
That's where 90% of the traffic's going to come from.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, most people just search on Google, and then the top recommended companies are usually the ones that get the call. More than likely, you guys will end up getting booked up because, you know, you're in such a niche industry where, you know, you'll get like a large commercial trucking company that has like a fleet of vehicles, and then they'll just start using you guys regularly for all their jobs after a while.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Yeah, so I'm sure once he lands a couple of contracts, he might back off of it, but at least while we have it up and running, you know, we'll give you guys that discounted deal. It'll just be $299 month to month.
Yes, I like that one. I like that one, honestly.
Okay, so let me create the account for you. Let me go back. And then we're going to have to do a client interview. What's the actual owner's name, Abelardo?
It's going to be under, it's C-U-A-U-T-O-I.
C-U-A-U-T-O-I?
Yeah.
Okay. And then his last name?
Medina.
Okay. So this is your dad or your brother?
My brother.
Your brother. Okay. And you're one of the owners as well, right?
Yeah, but I'm not on the business name, though.
Okay, I gotcha. So the receipt and everything should have his name on it. So you guys can write it off. Yeah, because you'll get the money back when you do your taxes at the end of the year.
All right.
Okay, so Abelardo. Okay, and you guys are bilingual, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect. I'll set you up with a bilingual account representative. That way, if you guys prefer Spanish, and then we'll also be able to target Spanish keywords and services as well for your listing, too.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, and then the business name is going to be the same as it appears for the Cedar City location. It's just GCMC Trucking LLC?
Yeah. Can you put it just at truck repair?
Okay, there's no LLC right now?
No, you just put it on the truck repair, yeah.
Oh, truck repair, got it. So GCMC Truck Repair.
Uh-huh.
Okay, got it. That's good, too, because then it'll separate the two. And then Google's going to send you a...
Can you put Volt Service as well? And Volt Service?
And what?
Volt Service.
One more time.
Road Service.
Road Service. Okay. So it's truck repair and road services?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
GCMC Truck Repair and... I'm going to put the asterisk for the and sign. And road service. Okay. It's long, but it looks good.
Yeah.
GCMC. I'm going to capitalize all the first letters. Okay. Because this is actually how it's going to be published. And okay. And then Google's going to send a pin to you guys in the mail just to verify the business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. So, do you have an address in Jarupa Valley?
Yeah, it's got 2785.
Uh-huh.
Rubidoux? It's got the R-U-B-I-D-O-U-X.
Oh, that's a unique one. Oh, I found it. Is it, well, it's coming up, these ones are coming up Riverside.
Yeah, it still comes out Riverside.
92509?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, it just kind of throws it off. It's weird because I live out here, and I've gone over there because I just went over there like 2 weeks ago, and I played Oak Quarry, the golf course. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's weird because I remember going through, like, Riverside, and then... like Fairmount Park, but I don't remember hitting Jarupa Valley. Is it, there's like no freeway that goes through it?
The 60 goes through it.
The 60?
Yeah, it's weird. It used to be on the Riverside like 2-3 years ago. They just changed it to Jurupa Valley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we're in Orange County. So I remember like I went like 91 to Corona or like Corona.
Yeah.
And then it took like a 215. And then I think we went, the 10 after the 215 or it was, the 15. It was 215 to the 15.
Oh no, you passed the Rupa Valley then.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was like, how come I'm not like it's not ringing a bell. I was just out there. That golf course is amazing, by the way. It was like, it was worth the drive all the way from Orange County out there. And they have some nice courses out here, but yeah, that one was probably one of the best courses I've ever played. I loved it. It's really hard.
That's good.
Yeah, I love playing golf. Okay, so 275. Okay, they're gonna send a pin in the mail there. If you can let your brother know, or whoever checks the mail, don't throw it away. Like you can Google images. Like what does a Google verification letter look like? It says Google right on it. Like you can't miss it. And then there's a little five-digit number on the back that we're going to need from you guys when it comes in.
Okay.
And you only got to do this. Yeah, or you could text it, too. I've texted you already.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and then I'll send you my direct number and extension, too. But, yeah, it's just a little five-digit number. And there's also a form that you guys need to fill out. I'm assuming that maybe, if you're working on semi-trucks, you guys are licensed, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a form that they're going to send to you right now when I sign you up, and it'll have your Google verification, and then you have to send in your license and everything.
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right, so let's save. That's good. That'll add a lot of credibility for you guys. That way they find you. They could already see you have all that stuff. They can just call you and hire you right there, start talking business with you.
Yeah, get you.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I have this account set up. Do you want emergency services available, like 24/7 emergency services, or?
Yeah, you could put them.
Okay, so the 24/7 emergency, and then you guys can accept cash, check, and card.
Yeah, we do the all of them.
Okay. Okay, and then we're going to want to interview you just to make sure that we're not missing anything and then also get started on the website. I'm going to have a bilingual representative do the client interview, so your brother is more than welcome to join us if he prefers Spanish. We have a couple of different options for this. Usually the client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over, you have extra questions, or they get hung up on the website. So, you know, usually it takes, like I said, 30 to 45, one an hour. I have some slots available today, but what works best for you? What's your schedule look like?
Maybe after work?
After work? I mean, the latest I have is like a 3 to 4.
3 to 4?
Yeah.
can you do tomorrow, 3 to 4?
Yeah. We usually work 7 to 4 every day. We do have 24/7 customer service department, but this representative is in-house here. So,
okay, get you.
Okay, so let me go. I'm going to create this invitation, and then I'm going to send it to you, to your business email. I had an email address on file already because you were messaging us through the chat.
Yeah.
So it's ave2510@icloud.com?
Correct.
Okay. All right, perfect. Update. Okay. Yeah, I'll send the invitation there, and then it's going to text you automatically 1 hour before the appointment.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
A card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it have your brother's name, the business name?
Brother's name. It's under the business name.
Okay. It has both your brother and the business name?
Yeah.
Well, we're updating your business name, though. So does it say, like, GCMC Truck Repair and Road Service, or does it just say GCMC Trucking?
It just says GCMC Trucking.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure this matches up because you guys will get this money back at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's considered a business expense. So most businesses, like, they need to advertise in order to even get customers. And so they allow you to write it off when you do your taxes, and they'll actually reimburse you guys on it, just like any other write-off, like gas and things like that,
okay,
work vehicle. Okay, let me save. All right, I'm ready for you. Should be 16 digits on the front.
All right, let me get the card, right?
Okay.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Ready for it?
I'm ready.
It's 4259.
4259.
0720.
0720.
5973.
5973.
5083.
5083. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It says 0229 and 626.
Okay. And then you said 626?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I do want to run this by you. You don't have to jump into this. I know I've already kind of gone over the initial agreement with this platinum package, but I'm just going to run this by you because this could save you guys even more money. So right now, your first month's $398, and then each month after, you're paying $299. We have a three-month prepay you can do. It's $700, and that three-month prepay, I mean, is basically what you're going to pay over the next 2 months, with the exception of like $2 or $3. So basically it's like buy 2 months, get 1 month free. There's a 6 month prepay you could do. It's $1,300. That's going to save you about $600 over the next 6 months with the current pricing structure that you're on. Still full platinum package, website, everything. And then we have a 12 month agreement. It's $2,500 for the year, and that's going to save you $1,200. Over the course of the year. Did you want to capitalize on any of those?
Let's do the month by month right now, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And then if you call in and you say, hey, you want to jump into one of those, I can get in there and I'll prorate it for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just go ahead and set up this package. So it's going to be $299 month to month for the platinum with the custom website design included. And then the setup fee is going to be reduced to one-time payment of $99. So your initial investment today is going to be $398. Each month moving forward, it's set up to automatically renew on the 12th day at $299. And then you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. And then also I just want to confirm, right, because the name is different. I have you as going to be the manager of the business on the account, but I have your brother.
Yeah, I'll be running the account.
Okay, but I have your brother's name on the card, so I just need to confirm over a recorded line that you are authorized to use this card that you've provided.
Yes, I am authorized.
Okay, all right, thank you. Yeah, I don't want to process the payment and then all of a sudden, you know.
Get a call back? Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, I get a call from a really angry guy, like, I'm going to kill you. I'm like, we're only an hour away. My address is online. Please don't. All right, hold on. So I'm going to process this payment. Stay on the line with me because when the payment clears, they're going to send you a receipt with a full outline of the agreement in writing. They're going to send you that Google verification form that I talked about where you got to fill it out, send in your license and everything. And then they're also going to send you a username and password for the account dashboard and tracking system so that way you guys can keep track of all your customers.
Okay. Well, what's it called? You got the address correct, right? 2785 Woobidoo Boulevard?
Yeah, let me see here. 2785. Hold on. I got to go back. I'm in billing right now. Let me go back.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Yeah, 2785 Rubidoux. So it was actually spelled Rubidoux Boulevard.
Yeah,
it automatically corrected it when I punched it in. But, yeah, it's Riverside, California, 92509.
Okay, yeah.
And then I can hide the street address online if you guys want.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it'll, like, hide the actual, like, 2785 Rubido Boulevard, but it'll still show Riverside, California. I didn't know if you have, like, a location for them to actually bring the truck to you. Is this a brick-and-mortar business?
Yeah, this is a location.
Okay, awesome. I didn't actually look it up. I just punched it into Google Maps so we can send your PIN.
Okay.
Now I see from the street view. Okay. So they can actually bring the trucks to you then?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Okay, I got that.
Oh, wow. This is huge. I actually see some trucks back there too.
Yeah.
On the street view. Okay. Yeah, I didn't peg this address as like a brick and mortar business. It's so crazy because on the street view, there's like semis driving down the street. There's like six of them in the road, like driving right in front of you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you Google that address, it's crazy. There's like six of them on the street. Okay, but I found it here. It does say there was a space available at 2781. Is that also your guys' lot or no?
No, that's not ours.
Okay. Okay. I see the semis, though, in the back. And then let me just confirm cross streets here, too. There's a mailbox here, right, where they can receive mail?
Yeah, the moment you can just come to hand it to us.
Okay. Okay, 28th Street in Rubido. Okay, yeah, this is something, you guys should have did this a long time ago. This is wild that you already have that big of a lot and there was no Google business profile. How long have you guys been doing this?
My dad has been doing this since 2012, 2013.
Wow. And that long. I mean, it is so niche, you know. Like, obviously, if somebody really has a semi-truck problem, they'll probably jump through so many loops to find you anyway, or they probably will go through, like, a word-of-mouth chain. But, yeah.
My dad was old-style kind of thing, you could say.
Yeah, but this will make life so much easier for them and you guys, you know? It'll be like shooting a fish in a barrel if they can split you up. Yeah, this is crazy. It actually kind of gives me chills that it's like 12 years, almost 13 years, and then there's not even a single, like, Google business profile, no reviews, like nothing. It's wild. I thought most businesses like that were extinct by now. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, next time I go out there, I'm going to have to make a turn into Arupa Valley. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go play that course again. I'll come meet you guys.
My brother's name is spelled wrong on the thing.
Okay, I thought I had it right. C-U-A-U-T-O-I?
No, L-I.
L-I, okay. All right, I'll send you a fresh one. That's exactly why I was like, let's wait.
Yeah, that's a weird name. I was like, who is?
Who's that guy? How do you pronounce his name? I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to butch it.
It's called Quauti.
Quauti?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry, I'm my Spanish is bad, man. I'll have a bilingual rep for you guys, but you know the worst part about it is my kids are bilingual, and so I speak a little bit, like mi esposa is native salvadoreña. My wife came from San Salvador when she was like 19. She's like 29 now.
Oh damn.
Yeah, in El Salvador. So, yeah, it was a lot crazier back then. It's a lot better now. They got a good president, cleaned up a lot of things.
Yeah,
but I had to go through the whole like immigration process. It took us like 4 years for me to get her a green card.
Oh, don't worry, dude. I just went through it too.
Yeah, we do the marketing for our lawyer. His name's Ron Cameron. He's in Irvine. He's like the number one attorney for Southern California or Orange County area.
We did a process on 2019.
Yeah, that's when we did ours too.
My lawyer kind of fucked up, so my wife had to stay out there for a whole year.
Dang. See, how did that – I don't understand. Like ours, we waited until the visa was already – like he let us know. Like he did all the processing, and then he's like, okay, now you got to go there and pick it up. So we were only there like 10 days, 11 days.
No,
it, It wasn't long.
My wife had to go to Mexico to Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Had an interview.
Yeah, that's what they do the interview, and then they give you the visa too, so you can re-enter legally.
We went to that, but our lawyer kind of fucked up on some paperwork.
Uh huh.
We were missing some paperwork, so when we went to the appointment, they're like, "Oh, you're missing this kind of paperwork," and they're like, "Your lawyer didn't give it to you." We're like, "No." So you're like, "Oh, we can't let you back in the country." I'm like, "Oh, fuck."
So you guys had to wait for a whole year to get another interview?
We had to ask. She had to ask for a waiver. It's called the 601 waiver.
Yeah, the 601A. Yeah.
No, no, the 601A is inside the country. The 601 is outside the country.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I remember doing the first one, and then they gave us approval. It was on March. It was her birthday. It was March 10th of 22, and then. Uh-huh. And then after that, we had to do the hardship waiver where I had to, like, request, basically, like, vouch for her, you know? But we're married and we have kids. And so I did that. And then we sent over, like, her kids' birth certificate. We even had her, some of her family bring stuff because her, her grandma and grandpa can just come here. They already have, like, visas and everything. So they brought a bunch of, like, doctor paperwork, all kinds of stuff that they had on her. And then we did, I remember we did fingerprinting. They had us do, like, this fingerprinting process, and it was in Santa Ana, California. And then it was probably about another 8 months after that, and then he told us to go over there. And then I wasn't they had interviewed me, but they interviewed her separately, and then they gave us approval for, like, the visa, and then it was literally, like, we just brought a plane and came back. It was, like, super fast.
No, for us it was different. We went out there. It's because she had DACA.
Okay. Like the dreamer
thing? Yeah. The lawyer just fucked up, honestly. So when we went out, it's like, oh, no, you can't come back. They gave her a 3-year ban.
Yeah. My mother-in-law and father-in-law are stressed out about that right now. They just released, like, she has a little brother. He's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Mateo. And they signed, like, a release. Like, oh, if they get deported or something happens, that I would become his guardian. I think we would basically take him, but yeah, because they brought him over here, but he doesn't have paperwork either. I was trying to explain that to them. I'm like, the way they're doing things right now, you know, and I've been trying to talk to my lawyer about it. I'm like, if they send you and he doesn't have paperwork, then they're going to send him too. It's not like her older brother was born here. So if they leave and then, you know, I'm sure they would say, oh, he's a citizen. He could stay and then go with you as the guardian, but I don't know what's going to happen. So I just tell them, don't even worry about it. Just keep doing what you guys are doing. He has a painting company, and I helped him start up his painting company, and he works all the time. I'm like, just go to work and do your thing that you've been doing. Keep saving up your money. Like, don't worry about it, you know? You get pulled over, just hand him your license. Don't say nothing. Get your ticket. Come home. Like, it's not like they're really worried, though. You know, I had to explain it to them. Like, ICE is only, like, they have a database of people with criminal records. They're going for those guys, you know? It's hard to explain it all to them, though, because I don't speak Spanish, like, fluently like that, you know? So my wife has to explain it all.
My parents are the same way. Like, if they don't want to go out, I'm like, dude, just go on with your life.
Yeah, I'm like, keep doing what you've been doing. You were already here through the first term, and then you were fine. Like, don't panic, you know? Like, they just know that there's a lot of people that came over here that weren't supposed to be over here. And he knows, too, because they came with the coyotes. So he even tells us, like, yeah, I know there was guys like MS-13 in the convoy came across the border when I came across the border, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, so I know there's bad guys here, you know? And he's like, that's the point. They're just trying to get the bad guys. They're like, you just came over here to work and take care of your babies and stuff, dude. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're fine, you know?
No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety, though. They have so much anxiety, you know, her mom all the time.
Yeah, every day. It gets me kind of sad.
Yeah, she's like, Nino, what's going to happen? Like, she sent it to me in Spanish and then I have to translate it. I'm like, you're fine, Esmeralda. Relax. It's going to be okay. I'm here for you guys. Yeah, it's a crazy process.
At least you're there, you know?
Yeah. And I always bounce things off our lawyer. It's cool because our lawyer does this, too. So it's like, literally, as we're paying him, he's paying for the marketing, and I'm setting him up, like, and I'm also helping him find clients, too, regularly, you know? Like, hey, you missed, like, four clients, but what's going on with my wife? We're good. What can I do with, your brother? All right. Sorry. I'm rambling, but I fixed his name. I'm going to resend it, actually, manually, so don't sign the first one. Oh, they sent a new one over?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. So let me just make sure this is good. And then the Google verification form is really important. So you guys only got to do this once. I just want you to know what this looks like because you're basically going to be have to fill it out on your own.
Okay,
so there should be a message that'll say, Avalardo, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information to proceed further.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see one of those in there?
What was it again?
It'll start with local splash, and then it'll say, Avalardo, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information to proceed further.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a link in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, click on that link.
Okay.
Okay, and then it should take you to a form.
Yeah, I'm on the form right now.
Oh, okay. So that form is what you're going to have to fill out in order to get Google verified. And then this will actually go directly to the Google headquarters right here off Newport and Jamboree. And it's borderline Irvine, Newport Beach. And then they'll do your verification, and then they'll send out that letter to you, too. The letter will actually go out today, but we need this form, too. It's a three-step verification process for the business.
It says connect to Google, allow access to your Google business profile so we can optimize it, right?
Yeah, I believe so. But you don't have a Google business profile yet, so it actually should just be questions. Like, here, let me actually look at it. I'm trying to walk you through it based off of memory. Let me just look at what you're looking at here. Okay, pictures needed for Google verification. Oh, what is this? Tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate. It should be super easy to get you verified, though, because I already sent them the street view of the business.
Uh-huh.
So they can already see, like, there's a full company right there. There's already, you guys got trucks there on the street view and everything. All right. Local splash, initial invoice. Okay. Yeah, so it should say, like, it'll ask you for your first name, last name, email, business name, and then it goes into, like, asking about tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, an invoice, and a photo of the workplace. You see all that, or is it telling you to log into something?
No, I don't see that.
Okay. I'm going to try to manually resend it over to you.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it says email, website.
Yeah. There you go. So you fill that out. And then at the bottom, it'll say if anything's missing, just check the box that you're okay with us doing a video verification call. And then we can just verify you with the Google headquarters over the phone.
Okay, so just need to fill this out, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got to fill this out. That way we can get you guys verified as soon as possible. And then they already sent the PIN to you in the mail. So that has to get mailed to you. So remember,
yeah, it's on the business information, correct?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
It's on the business information, correct?
Business information?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? You clicked on one of the links?
Yeah, it says business information. It says local information, business name, address, phone, email.
Yeah, website. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be like url.local/.com at the top. Like where you search in the bar. Okay, yeah. You're on the right form, I'm pretty sure, because they only send that one. They'll send you the login for your tracking system, and then there's another one that's just an outline of the agreement in writing where you sign the bottom of that one just with your name.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, look. Oh, I already got the subscription terms back, so you already signed that one.
Yeah.
Should have had your brother's name on it. Okay. Yeah, so we're good. Right now, we just want you to focus on filling out that verification form. That's going to be the most important thing. And then be available for the client interview tomorrow. I got you locked in between 3 and 4.
On Google categories and search phrases, they'll leave it blank or?
You want to put truck repair or road services. It could be a mechanic, too, or automotive mechanic. But you could leave it blank too if you don't want to define. And then when we do the client interview, we could always kind of go back into there, and it'll communicate it with Google as we're editing your Google business profile.
All right, then I got you.
Yeah. So I think that's like the simplest way that I could set you up right now. Is I don't want to overwhelm you with stuff. The only things that we really need are you to fill out that form and then be available for the interview tomorrow at 3 and 4. And then if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number and extension. And we also have 24/7 customer service. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1. And then obviously you came through the live chat. You could also live chat us too.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. I will leave you to that form because I know it's probably going to take a little while just to pull all that stuff together. That's fine. It usually takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get it back to us. Just try to get back to us as soon as you can. And then
I'll get to it after work.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for signing up. Again, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 3, okay?
All right. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.